hard, I ain't made it. A winner by the spirit. And nothing just control it. It's in my blood now. Thank God I ain't made it. A winner by the spirit. And nothing just control.
Lockdown in the building.
Lockdown in the building.
It's in my blood. It's in my blood. Hey. This one's in my blood. Yeah. It's in my blood now.
Okay, you know who is here. See, I am so overwhelmed right now. It's almost as though I am losing track of what to say, or like I don't know how I'm going to say. But guys, Obajoy is doing me. Obajoy, he says Joy is doing me. Hey guys, how are you doing today? I trust you are fine and you are doing so well. Oh, yes, like you know, this is not the normal way that we do it. Don't expect anything normal, okay? Because what? People do not know what we are celebrating. You are wrong. It is a wrong something now. No, but you say shake it. Anyway, I'm gonna tell you, just come on, hold me last, and I will ask you where you should go and call all the members of your family. Yes, go and call your family. Call your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your auntie, your cousin, your niece, your nephew, your cousin, brother, sister, uncle, daughter. Call everybody. Tell them that Melody is here. Guys, this is Melody. If this is your first time of listening to me, you are welcome. Trust me, you always come back for more. And if your family and you tell me about when you share what, hey, share what, okay, I have guys, like I am Obajoy is doing me, actually, like I am so excited, like overly excited, as you can tell. Okay, like this is not like the way Melody usually comes and just give you the formal everything, right? People, today guys, say today Melody is overexcited, and that's because just with Melody podcast clocks one. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yes, so welcome back. I deserve an applause. As in, I honestly cannot believe that it is a year already. I mean, it's just like everybody would say, it was just like yesterday. But my dear, he's as much as I have fun talking to all of you and the feedback that I get from you, but my darling, it's not easy, yo. Let me not lie to you, it's not easy. Thank you all so much. I mean, this is celebration galore, like celebration upon celebration. And you know, I've been thinking, how do I want to celebrate? Months before this time, I'd actually planned that I was going to do an Instagram live. I was going to go live on Instagram. I've never done it before, so I was trying to do lots of research, you know, just to check and see if it's something that I could do. And I was trying to know how much data it would consume, where I would need to go to do all that and all of that. Then I was considering using Facebook Live, because
all of these things, I've never used them, but I love the idea of them because if you follow me on Instagram, you'd see that I've been I've been getting busy with Instagram Reels. So it's really an exciting one. I'm not someone who loves video per se. I love pictures, I love to take pictures, but videos, I find them very exhausting because the idea of having to retake and retake, edit and all that. Even this audio podcast thing I do, that's still audio. I mean, there are a number of things that I just have to overlook because the resources are not so much as it should, right? And thank you all so much for not giving up on me. Thank you all so much. So enough of all the talking. The song that you heard first before I came in, yes, before I came in, that was no other than who. If you don't know who sang that song, see, I'm just going to cut off your neck like this, bitch. Like, I'm just gonna cut it off, because if you don't know who sang that song, honestly, then why am I even dragging the matter? Don't mind me, it's Overjoy that is doing me. That song was I Made It by Frank Edwards. That song is quite old. I think it's the 2013 thereabouts. That was when it was released, but I made it, guys. I mean, 1 year constantly giving you guys things to listen to. I mean, please, there is an African proverb. I know it in my head in Yoruba, but I can't say because I know that a number of you are gonna use it to insult me. So I'm gonna say it in English, that when a lizard climbs down a high place, or climbs up or down a high place rather, it would nod its head like it's greeting itself, that well done, well done. So even if nobody tells me well done, which a number of you have been doing since yesterday, and I really appreciate it, this is me telling myself like Temitope Kuse, like well done. Kuse, ko easy, it's not easy. Kuse. I know a number of times that I was just like, ugh, ewo, man cannot come and go and date, Jerry. If I don't go there like this, I beg, they will understand. But I just still tell myself that, see, you have made a commitment to this and you are going to stay true to it. And I really appreciate the number of you who, when you don't even see my link, you still come out and ask me that, ah, madam, where did it happen? Where is the link? Put the link so we can hear what you have to say. It really, really touches me. I know that I say this all the time, but this is another opportunity for me to say thank you so much. Thank you so much. That is what this episode is all about, me telling you thank you and to celebrate me going. I am here to celebrate. Hope you have your bottle of Coke with you. I don't do alcoholics, okay? So if you have your bottle of Coke with you, if you have your juice, or you have your bottle of water, whatever works for you, because we're going to do cheers. Presently, I don't know, I'm still thinking about it. Maybe I will do an IG live. I am still thinking about it. Presently, as I am recording, I am still thinking about it. So if I eventually do it, of course, you're going to see it. I will share the link. But if not, we'll make do with what we have here. Okay, next year is going to be more exciting. I've been talking too much. Please, I want to go and dance. Okay, I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. We just started. Party after party, then we mash up the place. Party after party, then we mash up the place. Party after party, then we mash up the place. Mash up the place. Big trail in the beat. Yeah. Party after party. Yeah. Party after party. Yeah. Party after party. After party after party. Yeah. Party after party. Yeah. Party after party. Yeah. Party after party. After party after party.
Are you ready for me? Go! Oh, oh, oh. charming possible. Oh, oh, Jesus, I am the one. If you do nothing else for me, you are done enough. Oh, oh, my ma, 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 you are done enough. Oh, my ma, 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 you have done enough.
Oh, my ma. Church Boy. Samsung. It's another one.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. How was it? How was it? You have one, Ali? Me, safe. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. See, guys, I've been so excited since 12 a.m. this morning. Like, I could barely sleep. I was just like, okay, let me just wait a bit. So these people will not be like, madam, I'll be coming down a bit. I can't hold my safe. I can't hold my safe. My God. Just with Melody podcast is 1 year old. I mean, when my baby is 1 year old. Ah, gosh. He's waiting me. All right. All right. The songs that you just listened to. Party after party. Hey, party after. You guys know who sang that. That's Big Trill. And next it was Omema by Judy K. You know, this song has been trending everywhere, especially on TikTok. They've used the introduction. I know many of you do not even know any part of the song more than that. Oh, 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 yeah. That's the only place many of you know. So I've done you a favor. And don't worry, all of these songs, I know a number of you are asking that, madam, why did you cut the song short like that? It's because of time, but I'm going to do another episode where I will put all the songs and play them in full so you can go there and listen to your heart content, okay? So, and next to it was Makana Kajisu by Michael Mahendere. Please, if I don't pronounce your name, your surname correctly, please forgive me if you're from Zimbabwe, because it's a Zimbabwean song, a Zimbabwean song. So please don't come for me. I tried looking for it on the internet to know how it is pronounced and pronounced like that, but I did not see anything at all on how to pronounce it. So I am very sorry, Michael. I'm so sorry. Minister Michael. I'm very sorry. Okay, and then yes, next to it was Turn Me Around by our very own Samsung. Okay, I love the song. Like, I really, really, really love the song. Okay, so I've been dancing. Like, I have a list of songs. I just knew that if I send all of these songs, I would barely have any time to share things that I want to talk about. So I'm going to tell you a bit. Of course, I know that I always talk about just with Melody, how we started, because a friend of OK convinced me that I should share my stuff, blah blah blah. I've talked about this every time. Like, if you've listened to my podcast a lot, you would have heard me talk about it. Yeah. So June 22nd was the first time that I uploaded Go Down Moses. Now, Go Down Moses was from the movie Harriet. If you've seen that movie, that's a very beautiful movie. So I sang my own version and I posted it there, right? So that was the first episode, but I did not share with everybody. I only shared with a few friends. Those persons I already told that I had started the podcast, because even though I enjoy talking, I still had doubts. Yes, I still had doubts. So even when I did the first episode, I still had doubts. Second episode, there were still doubts. The third, the fourth, the fifth. Okay, by then I think I was sharing it a bit, but I still had not come officially to announce that, okay guys, I have a podcast and all that. The first time I officially launched the podcast was actually July 17th, but June 22nd was the first time I uploaded an episode on the podcast. So that's why I am celebrating June 22nd, okay? But the first time I officially announced to the world on social media and everywhere was actually July 17th, when I said I am officially launching the podcast, and there was a party online. Okay, so if you go to season one episode eight season one episode eight, you'd get all that. And that was how I continued till August, the last Saturday of August. That was when I ended season one, and then season two continued almost immediately. I think around September 14th. That was when I started season two, and season two continued with all the NSARs, all those things like that happened, sadly. And that ran till January 2nd, 2020, because 2021 rather, because I needed to tell all of you Happy New Year. Right, and that was the end of season two. I started season three January 30th, and that was also Orifunke Lawal's birthday. I wanted to celebrate her birthday. I had been planning to celebrate her birthday with a number of other ladies from the community, Lady with Balls. So I just had to start the podcast so we could simultaneously just continue, like, it's gonna flow, you get. Yeah, so, and it has been running since then, and you guys have been so amazing. The love has been amazing, the support has been amazing, the feedback every now and then. I know a number of persons who at first they were consistently following the podcast. Over time, they could not consistently follow because of work and everything, and they started feeling guilty. You know, when I think it happens mostly with friends. Like, you're supporting your friends, and somehow it begins to seem that you're not supporting again. So I had to tell them that, see, the thing with podcast is, it is always there. You can always go there to listen. So whether or not you listen now, you would still eventually listen, because one time it will just come to your mind that, let me even go there. So I am never ever ever angry that you don't listen to my podcast. I am never ever ever, and I mean this with all sincerity, I am never angry that you don't listen to my podcast, because I actually came to a point in time where I just told myself that I had to do some thinking during at a point in time in season two. I had to tell myself that, okay, if nobody ever goes there to listen. We used to go there to drop episodes. We used to do recordings. We used to share your ideas. We used to share your thoughts. And then, my dear, I had to think about it a lot. And then, I think months later, I was able to finally tell myself that even if people do not listen now, I will still keep dropping content because it's online. They can go there anytime. Who knows? It could even be more value to somebody, say, 5 years later, 1 year later, 2 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later, right? So, nothing lost. Nothing lost, nothing spoiled, right? Yes. And I really want to appreciate, of course, if I don't call your name, don't think that I think less of you. But these persons have been really instrumental to helping me in this podcast journey. And one of them is Ovoke. I always mention her name, like Ovoke. Ovoke helped me with my first design because then I wasn't enrolled in Canva. Like, I knew Canva, I was working with it, but I did not really understand the rules and everything that has to do with Canva. So it was still a stressful something. I was like, is it not just a full color? Is it not? Do you understand? But Ovoke helped me with the first design. Then the other design that I am currently using now, I came up with it because by then with the champions more I've become, you get it, his party is I was already a kind of like, I was well groomed now, okay? So yeah, and then I got to know about brand color from Anna Olani. Thank you, Anna. Thank you so much. Ozana has also been talking about that, but Anna Olani actually helped to really break it down for me. And that was when I decided that I was going to use Midnight Blue and White. So the color there, the blue, of course, is just blue to some persons, but it's actually Midnight Blue. Okay, so Midnight Blue and White, that is my brand color. Whether as a podcast, whether as an individual, that those are the two colors that I am working with presently. Okay, and then I also want to thank Orifunke Lawa. Orifunke Lawa is the way people see celebrities like Beyonce, Rihanna. That's how she is to me. Because of course I love these persons, these big celebrities, but I appreciate people who are my own celebrities. Like, these are people that I am close to. These are people that I see their work closely. Rihanna is everybody now, we just see from afar. But these persons, I see them closer. It is really amazing and inspiring to have somebody as Orifunke Lawa, both as a leader, a friend, I believe. Why I said I believe is because I see her as a friend, but you know, you got friendship is a, how we gonna say it, is a two-way thing, right? So we never, you know, those friendships that you never discuss that, okay, we are friends, but you just believe that, okay, we are friends, and it has been mutually helping you people, but people did not sit down and talk about it. Hey, that's what. But really, OL is supportive. She is understanding. Of course, she has lots and lots and lots of things to do, but she still makes out time. Every time I send a message to her, she still makes out time to respond to my messages. She's really, really super amazing. There was one, and she's always giving out. She's always dishing out value. Dishing out value. See, I don't joke with her WhatsApp status. Yes. She's a celeb, yes, to me, and she has value. So one way for me to get the value is for me to be watching her WhatsApp status. Yes. So there was one time that she shared how to use the comma very well, like the comma sign, the punctuation mark, and I have learned so much from it. It has actually helped me, and I compiled a book. It's actually free, so the link, I'll put the link down there so you can get it. It's free, just download it and share. And she was really, really, I mean, the way she was so expressive about it, I was like, is it not only a book that he compared? But it shows how much she appreciated what I did. Favor Emmanuel, thank you so much. Favor Emmanuel was my cell leader. I still think her as my cell leader because we don't have new cells in the Lady with Boss community. So until then, she is my cell leader. Tommy C, for every single person that has appeared one way or another on this podcast, whether you were featured, whether you had a time here or anything, whether you had to during the prayer sessions we did during that old SARS saga and everything, thank you all so much. For the times I asked you to do voice recordings that you did, thank you all so much. I really, really appreciate it. I do not take any of this for granted. There are a number of persons that actually featured on my podcast that were not really close anymore because of work is not really allowing us to talk a lot. But anytime I go there, I just look at like, wow, this person actually did this, and I just remember like, God bless this person for me. Thank you all so much. Thank you for availing yourself. Thank you for making time to record and actually send to me so that I can share with every single person out there. It means a lot to me. I know you just think that is it not just ordinary recording. Babe, don't worry. It is not an ordinary recording to me. It means so much. It is not just an ordinary recording. Thank you all so much. And I also want to appreciate other podcasters that I know. I told you that I have so many celebrities, and not just big time celebrities. Okay, these persons actually start from somewhere, so that in later life, when I'm gonna be telling people that, hey, I know them from the beginning, all of us are so gary together, it's we that started the journey together, girls. And I'm really, really grateful that not only am I just a podcaster, I have other podcasters that I listen to. Yes, there are a lot of podcasts to listen to, not only on Anchor FM. There are so many other podcasts to listen to. But these persons, yes, they are all ladies, because I don't have a guy that has a podcast yet, like a friend or someone that I know that has a podcast. I don't have him yet. So all of these persons I'm going to be mentioning are all ladies, and I am really, really glad that they started their podcast at one point in time and I get to listen to their episode. Yes, I always make out time to listen to every of their episode, and when I mean every, I mean every, and I make sure I send my feedback, because if you're asking for feedback from people and you're not giving your own feedback, really, that's hypocrisy. Yes, there's nothing you want to say to me. All right, the first person I'll be celebrating here is Pejo Adeniyi. Pejo Adeniyi has a podcast on Anchor FM, and that is Moments with Pay. She is a preacher's kid, so she opened this podcast, or she started this podcast, to talk about the unnecessary expectations people have about preacher's kid. You know, when people will say, even you pastor picking, you know, a number of us have done that or did that. I did that a lot. Like, the way you act so shocked when you see a pastor's child doing something, you're like, like as though that person is not supposed to sing. Do you understand? So she actually opened the podcast for this. And let me also show you a secret, so we'll come closer. I am also the guest anchor presently there. So if you go there presently, the recent episode is my voice to hear. I share sweet things. Yeah, go and listen. Yes, I'm gonna tag her on Instagram. Go and listen. Thank you. Next is Unclad Not Ashamed by Oyinifemi. Oyinifemi, in this podcast, shares real life experiences to let every fighter know that they are not alone. Shares real life happenings of people's story that we hear and admire. So I mean, so many persons have shared different stories. I mean, people that you see that, wow, this person is so strong, I wish I can be like this person. And then you hear the person's story and you're wondering that, are you serious? So you have to go through all of that. How did you overcome? How? So you just realize that if this person actually went through all of this and is still standing tall, then that means I can also be victorious. So that's what Unclad Not Ashamed is. The podcast is mind-blowing. I'll tag her on Instagram so you can go check it out. Another person is Gist with Lala, and that's with Olayemi Adegoke. Gist about everything and anything with Lala. The latest episode she did is Insight on Model United Nations with Olushola Steven. I'm going to tag her so you can go there and listen. Lala thinks differently. Her thinking is just different, and I love how well she's able to portray her thinking without making it seem that you that have another thinking line, like you're way below her or something. Yeah. And next is Life with Feyi by Feyi Kemi Afolabi. The most recent episode that I did, the guest anchor that I featured here on this podcast, that is Feyi Kemi Afolabi. Yes, the soft-spoken Feyi Kemi Afolabi. And here, she said you're going to hear her talk about her everyday experiences and life lessons, her opinions about social issues, and even unpopular ideas. So she's going to share every single thing. I mean, undiluted, you're going to get everything. Okay, so I'm going to also tag her, so go to her podcast and listen. Feyi Kemi is such an amazing speaker. Like, you just listen to the voice just telling you, my dear sleep. Ah, good. Feyi Kemi, I miss you. Please come and start your podcast again. Please, the break is enough. Thank you. And the most recent one is Graceful Talk by Odie Grace, and she shares life-related issues. She just started a podcast. By God's grace, I was able to help with Rhoda Eyimofe, and then she started a podcast, and she does so well. Guys, you need to listen to her. Okay, Graceful Talk. And another is, yes, of course, Orifunke Lawa. Orifunke Lawa has a podcast. She started a podcast before me, and I think it was another reason why I actually used Anchor FM, since I saw that she's using Anchor FM. Talk about following your celeb, right? So she shares what she knows, and she believes that ignorance kills, and the only cure to that is learning. She's an avid learner, and she loves to take others on the process of learning the things that she has learned. So recently she started some series. She did an episode, how to deal with confusion after school. You know that many times we're just going to school that kasha ni grades, kasha ni BSc, kasha ni BA jade. Let's just have one certificate and get out. You're not get out finish, you're not thinking, okay, where that one I go? That one I go right, that one I go left, that one I stay. You know, it can be really confusing. So Orifunke Lawa helps to, in this episode, helps you, how do you go about this thinking, this life-changing decision, how to go about it. And then she shared another one, avoiding over familiarity in the workplace. Totally amazing. You should go there and listen. And another is Sure Feedant by Marvelous. It's a motivational and inspirational podcast aimed at helping you develop a healthy self-esteem, gain confidence and clarity of purpose, and you're going to have fun. Okay, so you can come here and listen. Sure Feedant, as in SureFident. Very, very inspirational. Please, oh, Marvelous, please open the podcast, start. Please, we want you. Thank you. And we have Haven of Hope by Tomi Omotosho, and she loves to share our stories of faith that infuse hope into everyday living. And on this podcast, she told us to expect inspiring and motivational content that gives you a reason or more to smile, laugh, and be happy. And yes, you're the right place. Sadly, she was not able to continue this because, according to her, she said she opened her podcast one day and all the episodes were gone. But if me as a listener opens it, I can see all the episodes. Do you understand? So I can see everything, I can listen to them. But on her own end, she cannot assess them. So it's almost as good as starting over. All the number of plays, she still has them, everything is there, but all the episodes, everything that she has done, everything is gone. So she just lost the drive to continue. She said if she wants to continue, she may have to use another podcast. She is the On Point MC. A number of you would know her as the On Point MC. She's a lawyer as well. She's a really amazing person. So an amazing person. Correct the right English, I'll take it like that. All right, so these ladies have one way or another inspired me to do more. And see, they may not believe it. Of course, they tell me that and they just yimu and everything, but one way or another, I find motivation. I find that they talk to me when I go to their podcast to listen. One episode or the other always have one. I always get one lesson at least. Okay, return, I get one lesson that I have learned from just listening to them. And I always share my feedback, of course, it's very, very important. So if I have just mentioned your name, Pedro, Feyikemi, Marvelous, Orifunke, Tomi Omotosho, Feyikemi, Grace, Odi, all of you, see, all of you are the real MVPs. Thank you all so much for inspiring me. Thank you all so much for making me feel like, okay, I can actually do more. I can actually do more. I can actually be more. I can achieve more if I set my heart to it, if I put my heart to it. And thank you all that have allowed me to feature one time or the other on your podcast. I do not take it for granted. Thank you all so much. Pedro Adini, thank you so much. Presently I'm still a guest anchor, but hopefully she's gonna come back from the abroad, because the babe, she travel abroad and leave us in Nigeria, so she will soon come back. So thank you so much. I do not take any of this for granted. So guys, I need you guys to do me something. You are going to tell me how this podcast has been inspiring to you, how it has inspired you, what you've learned thus far, any lessons you've learned, episode that you really enjoyed on this podcast. Share with me everything. I would really, really, really want to know. I really do want to know, okay? And also, which is very, very important, if there are things that you think I should have done, maybe things I should not have done, because I know a number of persons still believe that I play too much when I'm talking. May I also tell you, Kwekole, change you. I can't change. Because, my dear, the day I'm gonna be serious, please, we will not see it in Jesus' name. And honestly, I'm serious. I know that there are times that it's time to be serious and everything, but I am the person who really cannot say so much without infusing humor or something to just make, like, lighten the tension and everything. But of course, if I'm saying a serious something, my dear, me, can you remember, I didn't used to smile, I didn't used to love. You used to be asking me, hey, honey, it didn't hurt like this, lah. It didn't hurt. So, you see? I cannot. What the man la, you have mastered me. I mean, this is it. Like, yes, I'm used to it already. Like, it's this is who I am, this is what I am, this is how I am. Okay, so over time, like over the years, this is how you can define me. Okay, and to those persons who feel that I am supposed to have opened a YouTube channel so I can be doing funny jokes or all of those things, please, I am not a comedian. Having a good sense of humor is not enough to start comedy. My own personal opinion, you could differ. If having a good sense of humor is all that Basket Mouth and every of all these comedians that you hear about or that you adore, or okay, Basket Mouth is still, let's use the ones we see or watch online, Mr. Macaroni, BM, MC Lively, and all the other ones that you know and you love to watch. Tao, if just having a good sense of humor is all that, then my dear, because anybody don't maroon team one, nobody's gonna remember them. They are gonna dry, and that's the truth. So yes, having a good sense of humor is one, but that's where it ends for me. Some persons may want to take it further, and yes, you could take it further, I could take it further, but I do intend to. Thank you so much for your concern. All right guys, this is where I draw the curtain. I may still do the IG live, but of course trust me to do some short videos on Instagram, you know, do more reels. Yes, I think I will do more reels video. Yes, I should. Yes, and the design that you see, I designed it as well. So yeah, I just need to brag. Thank you. Oh, before I go, why am I drawing the curtain without us doing shears? You know, we Nigerians, the way we like to do shears. Where is my drink? Ah, my drink is there. I just remember I have drink it finished. My dear, people have drinking finish, so that's why I forget. I'm gonna do shares, and I bought biscuits. That okay, let me buy this shares it all. We're gonna hit it with biscuits. That's why I forget it. So we'll make do with what we have. I have a bottle of water, of course. If you know me, water is always beside me or everywhere I go. So I have a bottle of water. You can hear the sound, right? Shoki, 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 shoki. All right, so I hope you have your bottle of water or drink or tea or coffee. For those of you who like coffee, I don't. I think I like it as a face scrub. That's where I like it. I can't drink it. I don't like it. Whatever you have with you. So this is me toasting to friendships, because you all are my friends. This is me toasting to amazing supporters. This is me also toasting to this 1 year anniversary. This is me toasting to more years. Yes, because I really would love to continue this podcast for as long as God will have me continue. So to me, to you, to this podcast, and to more amazing, amazing collaborations for more people. All right, so hip 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 hooray, hip 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 hooray, hip hip hooray. she is. You can shears with the paisley with you. If you didn't have paisley, drink your water in paisley, not in paisley. All right guys, thank you all so much for doing this with me. I would leave you in the capable hands of Testimony Jagger Jesus. Bye.
Zorare zatayara agara jaza Zumare zatayara vara zata Malaya za ira za ya ira za ira la zira za ira la pura Numaya la diya sa ira mura haya Nobody like you, baba me. Nobody like you, baba. His name is
Jesus. restless. Jesus my savior, Jesus my protector, Jesus my provider, Jesus my eater, Jesus my comforter, Jesus my defender, Jesus my defense, Jesus my advocate, Jesus my intercessor, Jesus my presence, Jesus my tomorrow, Jesus my future, Jesus my peace, Jesus my joy, Jesus my hope, Jesus my life, Jesus my wonder, Jesus my happiness, Jesus my sufficiency, Jesus my miracle. When I'm walking, Jesus, when I'm sleeping, Jesus, in my home, Jesus, at my job, Jesus, in him I live, I'm a being. Jesus my organ, Jesus my CEO, Jesus my boss, Jesus my organ, kata the top, my ever-present helper, Jesus my king, Jesus my lord, Jesus my word, Jesus my word, Jesus my love, Jesus my guidance, Jesus my beauty, Jesus my swagger, Jesus my ginger, modern way maker, modern peacemaker, I call him my biggie biggie. In him I do shakara, in him I do yanga, in him I gara. He's my confidence, Jesus my giver, Jesus my blessing, Jesus my friend, Jesus my father, Jesus my mother, Jesus my eyes, in him I see, Jesus my nose, in him I breathe, Jesus my ear, in him I hear, Jesus my mouth, in him I speak and I prophesy, Jesus my hands, in him I perform miracles and wonders, Jesus my leg, with him I can walk on water, Jesus my head, no sickness, no infirmity, no any disease, no cancer, no HIV, no malaria, no high blood pressure, no stroke, no headache, Jesus is my health, 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 yeah. Jesus my supply, Jesus my surplus, Jesus my essence, Jesus my abundance, Jesus my overdose, Jesus my purpose, Jesus my light, no darkness, nobody like you above me. Epa mi peloru koto nyeo. Ogo to you wanna go, ara to you wanna run, ika to you wanna ika. Yara kaza to yara apa yara ka. Aribi ti rabata, arabata ribiti o. Oke to joke lo, oke to kalila ya. Apa to jamba lo, ato farati bi oke. Olo wangbe, alara wangbe, tali gangbe. Apeti lu jara bi ajere. Oba mu ba mu joro shekba mu. O pri kita ji kaja ikuda. Oba leiba, oba bali lagato, aburi lawoto. Akeni lakato. I can lie at all. How about to say, yeah, me die, yeah. How about for the master? Good, immolent, don't you molest? How about me, fever, capiti, capiti, robot, robot, jolo, jolo, kanga, kanga, biggie, biggie, kanga, kanga, rabata, rabata, jiri, jiri, robot, robot, kanga, kanga, dundu, dundu, yuru, yuru, how about me, don't you, don't you, don't you, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel. Honoru David, Honoru wa baba Mary Dilongo, Okoto Sayero, Afia Gbegbe ma se gbe o, Mori Mori ti Mori Ada, Ashada, Ameda, Aweda, Adeda, Aladami.